Tech News with Stephen Ambrose.
Good morning, Stephen Ambrose. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
All right, thank you. Where do we find you this morning?
In chilly Joburg.
Ah, not in chilly South America. Okay.
No.
Not in Chile.
Right here on the ground as we speak.
Okay. Let's talk about Google.
Yeah. They're
launching an amazing initiative with the World Bank.
Absolutely. It's really quite a good story. They are trying to target 1 million journalists across Africa. I think that's probably quite ambitious, but still, that's their stated goal. And what they're trying to do is create a whole range of courses, seminars, physical one-on-one type environments where they can teach journalists how to operate in the new digital era. And considering that the vast majority, apart from radio, of course, which is digital, but at least we're talking and interacting with each other, but in general, most of the news we get today is via some form of digital platform, be it Facebook, whatever. It's all online. It's all connected online. And what they're launching is 12 cities around the continent, including 3 in South Africa, which is Durban, Joburg, and Cape Town. And they're launching in August what they call MOOCs, massive open online courses for journalists anywhere in the world. Never mind, they targeted for Africa, but I mean, obviously you can use it anywhere. And it's totally free of charge. So they'll start off with web fundamentals, basic digital skills in the newsroom, and more advanced stuff like data journalism, investigative reporting, how to fact check, and this is a huge thing, the whole thing of fake news, where to get the information you need, these sort of things. And there's going to be a whole host of different courses in country and in town. But a lot of the stuff will be obviously online. And I think it's a brilliant initiative. I think it's something that we all need. And I think everybody, whether you're a seasoned journalist or whether you're someone who just wants to try it out or learn more about journalism itself, in fact, we're all journalists these days, our citizen journalism. Every time we repost on Facebook, we're journalizing. So I think it's a great initiative. And if you want more information, you just got to go to codeforafrica.org. Or the full thing is academy.codeforafrica. But if you simply Google codeforafrica.org, and it's all there, all the courses, all the events, a whole host of tools and tricks and tips to make your journalism better. And I think it affects all of us, even in radio.
Absolutely. I think that's probably a very good idea. I still wonder, though, how they are going to moderate what is being shown on Facebook.
Well, look, that's a whole nother story. I think they're really trying to stay out of what they really are doing. Well, Google and Facebook in many ways are rivals. I mean, Google owns the internet. And Facebook's trying to reinvent it in the image of Facebook. That's quite a different sort of way of working. Keep people in Facebook, let them not go out to Google. But I think from a purely sort of helicopter view, the sheer amount of information available on the internet, the sheer amount of stuff crossing our I mean, you were just talking earlier about this whole Qatar issue. I mean, if you read some of the stuff, it's clear that there's a massive divide in opinion. The good guys may not be the good guys, and the bad guys may not be the bad guys, which is typical of journalism in general. And more online, who do you believe? Who do you trust? How do you know the facts are real? We've got that playing out in South Africa. So an initiative of this sort, which tends to give you all the tools you need to try to do as good a job in as sort of really organized and truthful manner, properly researched with all the tools. And I must tell you, there are enormous amount of tools online for researching, knowing what's happening, where you're going. So I think it's really important. And it's just something that everybody should have a quick look at, just to understand where all this information is coming from and where it's all going to. So have a little look-see. It's Google. I think they're doing an amazing job. And I mean, it's just a massive – I've been to a few of their sort of courses in the past, and I've always found them to be incredibly well-researched and obviously Google-slanted. But generally, they give you a mass of useful and really powerful information. So have a look at – it's called Story Lab Academy. and it's from Google, and it's on the codeforafrica.org website, and it's all there, all the details. You can sign up online, you can attend the courses, or you can simply do them online, whatever suits your particular needs. So there you go. Good on you, Google.
Good on you, Stephen Ambrose. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. We look forward to hearing what you're covering on Thursday.
Absolutely. Lots of good stuff. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about Apple. Didn't last week, but lots of news about what they're on about. So stay tuned 11 to 12 on Thursday.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. God bless.
Great stuff. Chat soon.